11,153, Kristen Brower, west of Road 312, River Road, approximately 900 feet west of Road 312A, Leighton Davis Road, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Evening, state your name and address for the record, please.
Kristen Brower, 18194 Fleet Town Road, Ellendale, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I also have never been to one of these hearings, nor been through this process, so if you could, please bear with me. I do have some packets I'd like to provide to the council members. Council members, I'm representing the actual homeowners. I'm a builder, and the homeowners have contracted with me in order to hopefully put an addition on a dwelling in question. We had preliminary drawings done for an addition to the structure. We then obtained a surveyor who came and did a survey of the property, and we have discovered that the dwelling that is on the property is actually what they refer to as non-conforming, meaning that the existing structure is encroaching on the building restriction line on both sides. The lot is a narrow lot, and the building had been constructed, the way it's constructed, as you can see, it's been canted on the lot. Therefore, that's what has encroached on both sides. This structure was probably built before I was born, to be frank with you. Anyhow, what we're asking to do is, if you would turn to page two on your packet, you can see what we propose to do here. We would like to take the existing structure, which may I add also has a full basement underneath of it. We would like to square off the corner down here and continue with an addition out the front, and then continue with a screened-in porch out the front. Apparently, my main issue here is where we want to attach the new addition to the existing structure. It would encroach on the building restriction line, by my best guess, based on the surveyor's measurements, about 1'6". Returning at an angle back into the building restriction line, approximately about 6 feet in length. If you would look at your packet on the first page, I've written down, I explained what I propose to do. We'd like to demo the existing structure down to the subfloor, leaving the subfloor and the existing basement, and replace it with a 1.5-story structure, including a 14.9-inch by 28-foot addition and a 10-foot by 28-foot screened porch. I'm requesting to square off the corner of the existing non-conforming building corner and returning into the required setback, as I've just tried to explain. The variance is requested to achieve a satisfactory exterior appearance and for ease of construction. Obviously, the portion of the basement, which is encroaching on the building restriction line, for me as a builder to add on to this property would require considerable effort and cost to bring the structure back into the building restriction lines. Something I've added, just to take in consideration, obviously, the addition, the proposed addition, and all the alterations to the existing structure would all conform to the present building code with modern construction practice and materials. The homeowner has also invested in a new dock and bulkhead and wishes to continue the improvements on the property, thereby ultimately improving the character of the neighborhood. I have also included in your packet, on page three, a picture of the front elevation of the proposed alterations and addition. On page four, it says that's the right-hand elevation, but it's actually the left-hand side if you're looking at it from the street. Page 5 and 6 are the first floor and second floor floor plans. Now, going back to the worksheet that I received from the county with the questions, I'm going to try to address these questions that are on the sheet to the best of my ability. Question one is in reference to the uniqueness of the circumstantial condition. The lot is approximately 50 foot wide. The existing structure, like I said before, is canted on the lot. The proposed addition will actually square the structure and return it into the new addition, returning it into the setback requirements by the county. The B part of that question, is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to unique condition? Yes, there is. As I said, the existing dwelling has a basement, and it would create tremendous grief and cost to bring the structure back into conformity. Question number two, the possibility of development. The question is, can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? For aesthetic purposes and ease of construction, I feel the answer to that question is no. Part B of that question, is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? I feel that it is, in order, as I said before, in order to achieve a satisfactory structural appearance and ease of construction. Question number three, has the difficulty been created by the applicant? If not, please explain. Obviously, it wasn't created by me as the applicant, nor was it created by the homeowners whom I'm representing, being that the structure is pre-existing. The effect on the surroundings. Question number four, part A of that question, will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? The answer to that question is no. The proposed alterations in addition will add to the property's appearance and value. Part B of the same question, will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of the adjacent property? The answer to that question also is no. Both adjacent properties have already been developed and have structures on them. And part C of the question, will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? The answer to that question is no. The proposed improvements will add to the appearance of the neighborhood. Question five, part A of the question, will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? I feel it will. As I stated before, I merely wish to add the addition and square the property, square the existing structure with the building restriction line. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? The answer to that question would be yes. Again, not to be repetitive, but to achieve a satisfactory appearance and for ease of construction. Part C of the question, will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes. As I stated before, the addition, the way we'd like to construct it, will bring the addition back in within the setbacks, providing we're allowed to square off the existing structure. Like I said, I've never done this before. I hope I've answered your questions. If you have any questions for me, I'd be willing to answer anything.
We'll find out. You did very well with that, sir. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
Yes. I presume you're in a flood zone, correct?
If yes. You were to look at, I believe, page 2 of your packet, the survey, the flood zone that the surveyor has drawn is noted there with a dotted line, flood zone AE elevation 8, I assume that means. I'm not quite sure. So actually the structure is...
That sounds right for that area.
Mr. Rickard,
is not in the flood zone?
It's a split zone, and the house is in a zone X, so it's not in the flood
zone. Zone X? Oh, okay. We don't need to address that. Okay. Tell me again. Convince me that 1.4, 1 foot, 0.4 tenths of an inch is going to make a big difference in why you can't adjust for that.
Okay, yes, sir. I can explain that to you. If you would look at... page 4 of your packet. If we're looking at the side of the dwelling, where we want to add on is approximately, I can show you. It's here, which is going to put you almost dead center of the elevation of that house. If I were, as the builder, to return in that 1 foot, approximately 1 foot 6 inches, and make basically what we would call in the construction practice an inside corner into the dwelling, it would substantially take away from the aesthetics of the side of the building.
Not the use, just the aesthetics.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Ready? Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
I have one on the north side. The existing dwelling has a little bump out there.
Yes, sir.
Will you build back there or what?
As I've noted on my larger drawing here, this area, I believe this is the area in question.
Yes.
This area I have shaded in yellow. This is actually what it is. It's an old outside shower. The present structure has no indoor shower. It has a toilet and a sink, but it has no showers. Therefore, the occupants cannot bathe inside. They have to bathe outside, and therefore the structure can only be used in the summer. We're going to demo this, and then with the proposed alterations in addition to the structure, we will now have an indoor shower facility for the homeowners. To answer your question, the part on this side of the house that is not conforming will be demoed. Therefore, this side of the property will now be conforming.
You will be able to meet the setbacks. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And Mr. Galloway, no questions. Okay, hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Sir? Okay. Would you please come forward? Sir, you can sit down right up front there until he's done. Okay.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Carl Ewing. Address 32008 Anchorage Lane, Galena, Maryland, 21635.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
The first thing I'd like to do is to say that I am not in opposition to my neighbor developing his piece of property.
Okay.
So I don't want to get started off thinking that I'm here in opposition, but I have some caveats that have to be answered. I took possession of the lot that's immediately east of this property last June. I have had one opportunity to meet the owners of the property. I'm down almost every week, usually midweek. I've been renovating the house and just straightening it up, trying to get the place in order. I met them once, and in that conversation, I was told that they were going to take their property, which they just took possession of maybe a year prior to that. So they've been an owner in full ownership of this property probably a year and a half, maybe 2 years. They were going to totally raise this cottage and start anew and build a big structure. This lot, according to the builder, is correct. It sits askew. It does not sit in line with the property lines. This lot, including mine, was one large lot, 100 by 200 feet. And it was divided right down the middle, and it had a shared pier, shared sidewalk down to the water, shared driveway. And then as the years went by, neither of the two properties have been substantially developed. They're pretty much the same size. My problem with this whole, why I'm right here now in front of you, is that I was not presented with any information whatsoever that my neighbor had changed his mind and is not raising this property, but is going to be leaving it in place to a degree and then expanding it. Since the structure that's there now, it's relatively small. It sits kind of awkward to the lot, and it's not offensive in any way, shape, or form. It does sit within about 3 feet or 4 feet of the property line. It's kind of like a narrow walkway because my property has a handicap ramp, and between the handicap ramp and the sidewalk, it's kind of narrow. I don't believe that the property that's in question has a full basement. I believe that the part of the main structure does, but the porch, the 10 by whatever size porch, does not have a basement under it. I may be wrong on that. The problem that I see with this is not knowing what they wanted to put in place, never being contacted. I could envision a 2 or 3 story McMansion going next to me. And at that angle, that odd angle that this house is built on, if they were to do that and put this wall within 4 foot of the property line, it, in my opinion, would be amplifying the overall out of conformity, both my structure and the lot to the west of them. Are pretty much in line or parallel to the property lines. So that's my question. If they're going to raise this house, I just found out a fellow by the name of Russ Warrington in your department, I contacted him, and he was very helpful with me. And he came back, and he said they're going to build a story and a half structure. If that's the case, then that'll basically go in line with it. And if they're going to stick to that, then I don't have any opposition to their building this property or building this addition. But I'm not clear what it is until tonight, till just now, what it was that they were doing. If they had called me, talked to me, presented that same package to me, even a week ago, I would have had a better feeling for what they want. So that's pretty much my stance, so once again, I'm not in opposition to them developing their property. It's theirs, and I'm sure if they do the job, they'll do it well. They've put a new pier in. It's a nice pier, I think, overall to enhance the property. But I would say that we need to go with a caveat here that if they're going to build something really large, that it would be an awkward structure if they continue with this property, with the footprint that exists now.
In answer to your question of being notified, we put the applicants required, and so is the county, to put them in, to advertise what he wants to do into the papers.
Cool.
Also, you've got an inspector comes out and he puts a sign in front of that property that says that he's applying for a variance and what type of variance he's applying for. So you have nothing to me to be mad at or upset about because you weren't notified, because the county goes to those lengths to notify you, neighbors and anyone within, 200 feet now, is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Record.
Mm-hmm. Within 200 foot radius, so it's not a secret, a military secret, what you want to address to this board, I feel, is the 1.4 tenth, okay, variance. What are you objecting to that?
May I first address what you said originally?
Sure.
I did receive the packet in the mail that said that there was going to be a variance.
Mm-hmm.
And when I took the information that was presented to me, the site was described to me as two roads. And both of those two roads, where they intersected, it said that the property was west of it. Well, if you have two right angle roads coming together in an intersection and you say it's west of it, it means it's in the middle of the Indian River. So I didn't know where this lot was located. It said 900 feet west of two roads. One's River Road, which is I'm on, and then there's another one. So the location threw me off course. I'm sorry, but I reside in Maryland. I'm hoping to move down here full-time soon. But if I'm not mistaken, a builder cannot represent the owner without the owner's name being presented on a document. When I saw Mr. Bauer's name there, I had no clue who he was.
Okay, let's get back to the 1.4.
Let's get back to the,
The 1.4, the only thing I'm saying is on the 1.4, he's already 4.5 feet into the 10-foot setback on the one corner of the original structure.
Correction, he's 4.1 feet.
Okay. Now, he wants to continue that line straight, which because it's not in, this, in an angle or parallel to the property lines, at the point where he wants to put the addition on, he'll be 1.4.
4/10 of a foot.
Yeah.
Then he wants to continue that wall. And that's my question. Is he going to continue that wall 2 stories tall, 3 stories tall? I don't know.
He's only allowed to go 42 feet. So
42 feet tall as he can go.
Okay.
So he can go that high.
All right. Well, so what I'm saying is if he does something like that, he'll be, I'll be looking at a giant wall, blank wall, don't know whether it'll have windows in it or not. That's my question, and if he stays at a story and a half, I really don't have an objection. I'm not stopping him, and I'm trying to stop him from building within that 1 foot.
Okay.
Four.
Mr. Ewing, and you're...
I just didn't know what it was he wanted to build.
In your testimony, you said you live in, on the lot east of his property?
Yes.
Okay. And there's another lot on the to the west of his property?
I don't. There is another lot west of it. That is correct. I don't own that. That's not mine.
Okay. No. Well, according to the survey, to the east of his property is a road, and to the west of his property is the Indian River. So do you live on the south side or the north side of his property?
I'm sorry. I was thinking of my neighbor's property. Would you repeat what you just asked me?
Which lot number is yours, 42 or 44?
I believe I'm 42.
Thank you.
Okay.
And it, that is east of, correct?
That's south.
It's south.
South.
It's south of him.
Okay,
east.
South.
South.
South. South.
Okay. Okay. So that's right. Not going on. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay, hearing no other.
Chairman, I'm still not clear. Is the applicant against it? Or
no, he's not against it. He just had that caveat. He wanted to make sure if it's a story and a half, he's fine. If it's going to be 3 or 4 story, whatever high, then he may be because it's going to stand. That's an issue with him. That's not with what the gentleman here is presenting.
Thank you.
Okay. Alrighty. Hearing no other, I guess it wasn't opposition. Chair will entertain a motion. Confused.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. He has shown that there is a uniqueness to the property and the way it's developed and that there's a basement. And he doesn't want to further encroach, but he just wants to carry that building line on back and for a very minimal portion of that, of the proposed dwelling. Just to keep it from looking awkward or odd and further unique. And therefore, he's suggesting that that's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The applicant didn't create the situation and that it's a non-conforming lot. I don't know that, didn't hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Or be detrimental to the public welfare, and he's only seeking a minimum of 1.4 and less of an encroachment to be a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion that we would approve case number 11,153.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,153. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Miller?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,153 is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.